And while it is a Tuesday, it's the beginning of a holiday weekend for some out there, but it's not the beginning of a holiday weekend for Lisa Roberson. She's always hard at work, and she's joining us in studio right now. Lisa Roberson's visits weekly are brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers. Vandermark Jewelers, a trusted name in jewelry. They're located right down the road from the station on Broad Street across from the hospital. They are closed for the next couple of days, so you'll have to wait for your jewelry needs, as Jim and Bob are taking a little bit of a break for the 4th of July holiday. They will open the doors again at 9 o'clock on Thursday morning. Lisa, pleasure to have you as always. How are you?
I'm doing well. You know, it's a good holiday weekend. Fireworks coming out in West Park soon, so.
We're getting close. I mean, actually, Mother Nature tried to give us an impromptu fireworks show a little bit earlier, lighting up the sky with several lightning bolts and some thunder to follow and all kinds of rain for a good hour or so there. But hopefully she's done for the rest of the evening. Lisa, I want to pick up and I want to start with a story. I know that we talked at least a little bit about a couple weeks back discussing the free summer lunches in Elyria. And the Elyria City Schools has done such a nice job with this. You wrote a great article on this a couple days after we spoke. And you told the story of a lady named Cynthia West. She's a mother of three. And I just wanted to give you a chance to tell the story of Cynthia West and how much this particular program meant to her and those like her.
Cynthia is a typical mother here in Elyria. She has a few kids and they're in school, and then the summertime rolls around and her, you know, grocery bill goes up like many households can experience. And so this free summer lunch program is really a good help to her. You know, she can take her kids out. She lives right across the street from Franklin Elementary School. She takes her kids out, get a turkey sandwich and some fruit and vegetables, and you know, it's a really good meal for her to have, and it kind of lessens the grocery strain this summer for her.
And what I thought was interesting in there as well was, yes, as you mentioned, it lowered the grocery strain, which obviously in the summertime we all need a relief from that. But on top of that, you know, it seemed as though the lunches that are being passed out, they're extraordinarily nutritious as well. It's good, healthy food for the kids. I believe you mentioned there were turkey sandwiches. There were some broccoli florets. Correct me if I'm wrong here, but I believe a chocolate chip cookie and some chocolate milk and elements like that, I think, certainly add more fuel for the kids' fire as they get out and do what they do in the summertime.
That's absolutely true. And this year, Elyria Schools is going mobile with their food service for the summer. They're going to different parks and locations and schools to bring lunches to students because they want to increase the number of students who receive this meal during the summertime. It's been reported that about 10% of the children who receive free and reduced lunch actually partake in the summer meals program. So they know there's a lot of kids out there that still need meals in the summertime, and they want to do their part to make sure they can find these kids. So this mobile food truck is going to West Park, they're going to South Park, it's going to some of the schools to try to find the kids where they're at each summer.
Is the whole mobile food truck, the program, is it done through the Elyria schools from the making of the meals on?
Yes, from the making of the meals to the transporting of the meals. The Ohio Department of Education sponsors the food service program. Mm-hmm. They sponsor it by reimbursing districts for the cost they put out. But the districts make the meals, and they have to get the meals out to students. So this is the first year that Elyria is trying to go mobile because they want to increase the number of children that they feed.
Sure. Are there other school programs out there that do the mobile, or is Elyria kind of one of
A lot of the schools do the programs. You can get meals through the Lorain schools of the program. Actually, you can get meals through the city's Park and Recreation Department. They do the meals, too. Mm-hmm. Boys and Girls Club do the meals. The Ohio Department of Education, they really want to push this summer program, so they reimburse meals. They reimburse the meals at a higher level than during the school year, so a lot more organizations and community groups can take part in it.
Huh. Does this primarily take place from the end of the school year until the beginning of the next academic year? Is that the general time frame we're talking about?
Yes, it's generally, early June to middle of August. This is pretty much the same thing that happens at University Hospitals Elyria Medical Center. They also have a food program that kind of ties into as a sponsor site with the Ohio Department of Education. So you can go there, you can get a meal.
Very cool stuff. Again, we're talking with Lisa Roberson of the Chronicle-Telegram and our local beat with Lisa, brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers. I'll transition from that positive story into another one. And I know when we had you in studio on Friday, Lisa, we talked about this, albeit briefly, about Lorain County Community College's Google Certificate Program. Just want to go over some of the details of this program, why it's so big for LCCC. And I guess more importantly, you know, when you go to college, you're always looking to see what that experience is going to do for you when you leave college and how that might help you in the job force. And, you know, what is it that those who have been in this program previously gone on to do?
Well, this is the program. It's called Grow with Google, and it teams up with a lot of Fortune 500 companies to kind of help grow the tech support that they need. So you can, we're talking companies like GE and Walmart and PNC Bank and Sprint. They need tech support desperately, and so they need to make sure that they can grow the tech support. So the community colleges are the route they're going. This is about an 8-month certificate program. You can go in there, and then once you're finished, some of these companies can, you know, decide to take you on.
You had mentioned earlier, and you mentioned in the article as well, that this is going to be not a huge program, but it'll be one that's certainly going to affect, I believe it's 25 individuals substantially because of the impact the program has. Are there any plans, do you know, immediately to grow that? Are they capped at 25, or is there room to grow?
Well, they're capped at 25 for this pilot program, but then they will see, you know, how it grows and how what the interest is. That right now they're out there trying to find people who are interested in this program. So, you know, it's new for Lorain County Community College, and they'll see what happens.
Now, this is something Google had done at other places around the country, is it not?
Yes, it is. So it's new for Lorain County Community College. They have a solid curriculum, and then you have to also, Google will pay for your certificate program. Once you finish your program, you have to have a test, and so they will pay for that test, and it's about $600 for the test. Huh. So if you can pass the program and get the test, you can be certified as, you're a Google-certified IT support person.
So is it Google who creates the curriculum then and then offers that test, or does the school play a part in that?
It's kind of a dual kind of partnership there. They work together, and there's also some kind of, there's classes that are already at Lorain County Community College that are for the IT professionals, and so they kind of couple everything together to come up with a certificate program.
I was going to say, is that kind of what they are hoping for, students coming out of those IT programs to kind of get this certificate, or is this really open to anyone who thinks they might want to apply?
Anyone who thinks they might want to apply, because it's only an 8-month program.
Nice.
Well, we'll stick with Lorain County Community College because you wrote another article on LCCC recently talking about, you know, your ability to achieve a bachelor's degree or earn, rather, a bachelor's degree from LCCC in microelectronic manufacturing. Now, we've discussed, you know, this remarkable accomplishment for LCCC before on the show, but, you know, you wrote an article detailing, you know, this wasn't exactly a process that wasn't met with some doubters or some criticism along the way. What were some of the critics saying about this?
Well, the critics are coming from a lot of the four-year colleges and institutions who believe that, you know, offering the bachelor's degrees is something that they have been doing for years and something that they do well. And they believe that some of these programs kind of overlap what they already offer maybe in their, you know, bioengineering or their manufacturing fields that they have in their colleges. And, you know, you have colleges like University of Youngstown and Akron University and things like that who think they can do some of this work already.
And in the article, you were talking with Tracy Green, the VP of Strategic and Institutional Development. She mentioned that the LCCC is very excited about this, particularly because it addresses a need that people outside the city, have certainly understood for years. If you could elaborate on that need and what is it that people have understood for years, but they've not really been able to do much about it until now.
Well, the microelectronic manufacturing program that LCC has, they already have it on the associate degree level, and so this will grow that program. They have companies, 22 companies have already signed on saying that they need the people who understand this program, this process as well. And so if they can grow this program and get the people from this associate's program and they get them into internships and get them the degrees, then they can have jobs in these companies.
So what's the final step to the bachelor's program? Is it just state approval at this point?
Yes. The Higher Learning Commission has to do the kind of final approval of the curriculum and all of the ins and outs of it, and then they can start their program in about a year.
Sure.
Very cool stuff. Well, Lisa, we appreciate the time as always. Before we cut you loose, what kinds of stories do you have in the hopper for next week? You never really know going into a holiday week if it's going to be a slow news week or, you know, maybe some things happen. It could be a busy news week.
Well, right now is a slow news week. It's kind of a slow day. But we hear a lot of the businesses are opening around Midway Mall. We hear Johnny K Power Sports is opening soon. We hear the Courtyard of Marriott will be opening soon. And so we're hoping that we can kind of talk to those companies and get a little insight of what they think Elyria, you know, offers them.
Very good. Any big 4th of July holiday plans? Anything cool lined up?
Nothing. My son's in Kelly's Island, so I'm going to read a book and drink some wine and be alone.
All right.
Sounds like some good 4th of July plans, if you ask me.
I was just going to say, you get a little me time. Now, will you go out and watch any fireworks shows or anything like that? Or is that not necessarily?
Nope. That's all. That's considered family time, and I don't have a family right now.
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay. So don't stop by the Roberson house expecting to see fireworks, is what you're saying.
That's what I'm saying.
Nice.
Okay. In other words, don't shoot off any fireworks near Lisa's house either, because she'd like some peace and quiet so she can really get into her book, too. All right. Good stuff. Well, Lisa, as always, we appreciate the time. Enjoy the holiday, and we'll see you again next week.
Thanks. Enjoy the game.
Thank you very much, Lisa. Again, Lisa Roberson with the Chronicle-Telegram joining us as she always does on Tuesdays. Lisa's appearances brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers, a trusted name in jewelry right down the street from the station, located on Broad Street across from the hospital. They are off for the next couple of days. As a matter of fact, if you knock on the doors of Vandermark Jewelers today, tomorrow, they're not going to be there to answer. They'll open the doors again at 9 o'clock on Thursday, observing the 4th of July holiday. But for all your jewelry needs, make sure you head down to Vandermark Jewelers, a trusted name in jewelry.